This is Mark Steiner, and today is May the 26th.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Witches, witches, the frightening women of Halloween and fairy tales, boiling children in pots, riding on their broomsticks. But frightened little children today terrified the Christian world once before, and women deemed witches were burned at the stake, tortured till they confessed. Women-based religions predated monotheism, and in Europe, that feminine power of the past was too threatening to the power of patriarchy. So women who do not fit into that mold of society were accused of witchcraft, tortured, hung, and burned alive at the stake. In 1647, Alice Young became the first person to be executed as a witch in the British American colonies today in 1647. That event set off a wave of trials in New England and beyond. 4 years later today, Jean Gardner, who was thrown into the ocean and she bobbed up like a cork four times. They said she was a witch. They executed her in the West Indies. 2 months after the Supreme Court handed down the Dred Scott decision, wherein Chief Justice Roger Taney announced that slaves were not citizens and therefore had no rights to sue in the federal courts, and that slaves had no rights that any white man was bound to respect, Dred Scott became a free man. Today, in 1857, the people who enslaved Dred Scott could not handle the tension surrounding his national celebrity. They gave him to the family who had previously enslaved him. The son of that family had had enough with slavery, and the headlines were ablaze across the country that their national celebrity, Dred Scott, at least in abolition circles, was free on this day in 1857. And on a dark and stormy night in Switzerland, Mary Pierce Shelley and Bram Stoker were challenged to come up with a scary story. They did. And it became one of the classics. And today in 1897, Bram Stoker's Dracula was first published. Elizabeth Keckley was the first Lady Mary Todd Lincoln seamstress, and it might have ended there if you saw Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, but she was more than that. She was Mrs. Lincoln's confidant and influenced her thinking on slavery and America. Elizabeth Keckley was born enslaved in 1818 and survived physical and sexual abuse. But her skills as a seamstress allowed her to work for the upper-class white society in D.C., where she could save enough money to buy freedom for her and her son. And then Mrs. Lincoln hired her as a personal dressmaker. She became a leader of the abolitionist movement in Washington, founded the Contraband Society that aided those who fled slavery. She was a leader and founder of the 16th Street Presbyterian Church, where she took Mrs. Lincoln. In 1868, she published her autobiography, not to the liking of Mrs. Lincoln, called Behind the Scenes, or 30 Years a Slave and 4 Years in the White House. She passed away today in Washington, D.C. in 1907. In 2012, a legacy monument was dedicated to Bass Reeves. Now, we have Wyatt Earp. We have the scores of Western heroes, sheriffs, and marshals cleaning up the West. But who was Bass Reeves? Born a slave. Bass Reeves fled his master, who was a Confederate colonel at the beginning of the Civil War, to live with Native people in Oklahoma, where he learned to ride, shoot, and survive in the wild. When freedom came, he went back to Arkansas to farm, but soon was called by a Unionist judge to become a U.S. Marshal in Oklahoma. For the next 30 years in Texas and Oklahoma, he was a lawman who put 3,000 bandits in jail, killed 89 men in gun battles, and was known as one of the best, most effective lawmen in the West. So he got his monument. Now someone make the movie. And some important dates to remember on this date. In 1755, a man named Louis Mandrin, who was known as the French Robin Hood, was caught and executed. This went tobacco and coffee were first coming to Europe. They were all the rage, but only for the wealthy. So he smuggled them in, sold them at low prices to the poor, who hid him out in his battles with the French army. In 2004, U.S. Army veteran Terry Nichols was found guilty of 161 state murder charges for his part in the Oklahoma City bombings. And here's a song for you on May the 26th. Mamie Robinson Smith, the vaudeville singer, dancer, pianist, and actress, was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, today in 1883. Her recordings in the 1920s included Crazy Blues, and It's Here Right For You, were the first recordings of a vocal blues by an African-American singer that sold over 1 million copies. And here's the song, It's Right Here For You.
Just then this man, he turned around to him. She said, now listen here, Tim.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.